Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I'll be your host for the top part of Sabbath day by name, your seer, Israel, O.C. Royal. All right, remember, with six locations of Voices of the True Israelites. So if you're within 70 miles, call us at the international line 224-600-5579. And see where you located at to get in where you've been in at, because the Sabbath day is the day the Almighty has made for me and you. Once you understand your role and thus says Yahweh, your nationality and your culture. You must know your nationality and your culture. We are live on Facebook, live on YouTube. And matter of fact, let the young line do all that good talking, because I won't be stumbling and bumbling around. We'll just bring the young line in by saying, young line, Bob Micaiah, Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, said Israel. Oh, see right. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy. Well, now we know we live and see that he can say a couple of his words and turn them to the young line and tell us what we got going on in Voices of the True Israelites and how you can get in, where you've been in it. So, young line, take your time and let's see what we can get going on the top part of the Sabbath day for all of the peoples around the world. Come on.
Well, it's Red Sea, Roy. We live everywhere. We live on Blog Talk. Live on Power Talk. Live on YouTube. You can catch us on YouTube at V-O-T-T-Y, Tribe, Y-H-D-H, Yada. That's V-O-T-T-Y. Try YHDH, Yada. So you can catch us on YouTube live, but you also can catch us on Facebook live too, at BOTTY. Look us up. You'll find us on there live too. And see how big it is. And get your pen and pad and go and listen on in. And if you want to catch any of the broadcast, you can always go back and tune in to one of the lectures on your Saturday. And, a couple reviews on it or something that you haven't heard or something you need to learn. So once again, we live on Pound Talk. We live on Blog Talk. We live on YouTube. You can go on YouTube at B-O-T-T-Y Tribe Y-H-D-H. And also you can catch us live on Facebook. B-O-T-T-Y. Look us up. All right. Over to you, Sid Israel. All right.
That's what it's all about. Remember, my thing, get in where you get in at. You got skills, bring your skills, because you're doing a great thing for the says Almighty Yahweh. Remember, land, school, banquet hall. We're trying to set it all up for our loved ones to come. So those that got an insight on whatever you can get in where you've been in it, get in where you've been in that. Remember, tell you in Romans chapter 12, 1, 2, and 3, that you know, don't conform yourself to this world and otherwise, get in where you be in at, Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. So we're going to do our part in thus says Yahweh, and perhaps you do your part in thus says Yahweh. We all meet and get off of Matthew 25, 21. And that says, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the whole thing about this thing. It's all about getting the blessing saying, you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to bless you with many, many, many. That's what it's about, D-Ray. Our goal is one thing. Don't conform ourselves to this world and keep our eyes on the prize of Yahweh's word. All right, we're going to see who's coming on stage for the night. Top part of Saturday, and we see Mother Eve, Israel. She said, I look serious, you know, any part I can do to get in where I can fit in, and I'm going to do my part, and that's all about. That's what it's all about. So, that's what time it is. So, Mother, E Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh be there, be ready.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Jesus. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother, one thing about it, Mother, you lead by example. And that's what it's all about. Because what's your name again? Our young line? Ephesians. They on their way. But they're going to be watching our moves. They're going to watch the mother's moves. They're going to watch the teacher's moves. And then that spirit going to hit them, they're going to say, look here, where can I roll my sleeves up to get in where I've been in? And that's what it's all about. See, what we're doing, we're laying down on what Yahweh's saying. See, we're not anti-anybody. We just put 12 tribes of Israel and tell you what Yahweh's saying, and that's the end of it. So when she can bring our L in, Mother, so stand by, Mother. We're going to throw some verses down on the table, but we'll bring our L in. And I'll go to kids and tell you all about the broadcast, top part of Saturday. And take notes. All I can tell you, take notes, because you never know what's going to be said. And let me see a pen for a minute. So you never know what's going to be said in any broadcast. So take notes. And you will be all right. Okay. Sister F. B. J. Israel. Take notes. One thing about it, when you try to bring something to anyone, make sure clearly you have a verse on the table. Then tell them, get around that verse first. Tell them, put any verse on the table and say, get around that. Because it's easy to bump the gums. But once you go into this Bible and put a verse down, then say, look here. Let's talk about what the Bible's saying. And if anything wrong that I'm doing or anybody else doing, where can we read that? So that's how you start closing the mouth and putting the clothes hanger on the tongue. And on the lip when you say, yeah, that sounds pretty good, my brother, my sister, my auntie. But what can I read that at? That's very important. Now, let me read a little bit of that. So one thing about it, Sister S.B.J. Israel, y'all go out there with you too. So stand tall and take notes. We'll bring our elder in and tell us, see what our elder got on, what he got. Tell this national audience, we, like Young Lion said, we live on Facebook, live on YouTube, Pal Talk, and Blog Talk. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Israel. Yahweh bless you, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the Elder. So, all we know, the box there, I've been with it. The curtain hair went up. I got the memo saying all six locations, the doors, the gates are ready. So within 79, 224-605-795-579, call for details and just get in and do your part and just say it, jump up. So it'll take the time and address the national audience you want to talk tomorrow.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And as you said, we're live everywhere. We're trying to pass the word of Yahweh everywhere to try to bring people into a righteous understanding. And you know who did the same thing? Let's look to see who had did that, but on a much larger scale. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 to 38, 35 says, and Yahuwah the Son went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogue or churches, and preaching the gospel, the covenant of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad sheep, having no shepherd. 37. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. 8:38. Pray ye therefore to Yahuwah of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Well, this ministry, we have laborers also, and we have a harvest. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump the gums. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect to Bible books, your help, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is the information you came to seek and have to look no further. Now you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahuwah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open at that time is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We do have a Sabbath class, and we're in the top part of the Sabbath now. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday, today, which starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on that search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those scriptures read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, as you can see, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you do that, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be an international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six and running camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, just hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many emails that most of us have seen. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line at 234-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will just hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Choose that program that you are late logging into or any previous day on that list that you would like to listen. So we can start to listen to our top part of the Sabbath program. We'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahweh, Yahweh. That was excellent. You know, read the books all a bit. Definitely gonna be needed in the broadcast. Read the book all a bit. And you know, Sister DSJ is ready. She said, I ain't ready yet here, but I gotta get everything down pat. I gotta make sure when I'm hollering that microphone, Don't think I ain't taking notes. That's a great thing. All right. Take some notes. DJ Israel, take them notes. But sooner or later, when you call on, I want to get hold of you. Break out running and some dust there, the pull up man. YHWH. All right, good enough. See, we get some going on top part of 7 days. We're going to see, we yet count one. But probably real soon, we're going to be stepping in all two, three, four, five, six. Because once they invited, when the stage is set right, old fear happens, got to get to the mother camp, you know, at time appointed. Right now, we in camp one. So we do best we can. And 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is all here. So y'all line, Luke, chapter 12, first prayer, top 5 and 7. Let's get something going on there. Come on.
Chapter 12, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Hallelujah, Mark. You see that? You got to holler on that microphone. And that microphone, you got it. And you need to get the right thing. I'm just as tough because one thing about it, we hear it everywhere. And one thing about it, we take this very serious what we own is the dust as Yahweh. So, you know, I don't know what started because Almighty God give me something. And right now, he says, see, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but why don't you open up in Micah, young line? Open up in Micah chapter. No, before we hear, open up in Micah. Let me throw that on the table for a minute. Top 5 of Saturday, and we live anywhere. I'm going to throw Micah chapter 5. 1 through 5 on the table, and just see what is that saying, and we're going to peek at some things after we hear what they're saying. Micah chapter 5, verse 1, Micah the seer, chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What does it say, y'all?
Going over to the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 1, reads, now gather yourselves in truth, O daughter of truth, he hath led thieves against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the neck. Verse 2, but you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you be little among the thousands of Yahdah Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from of old, from everlasting. Verse 3. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Verse 4. And he said, and feed and fed in the strength of Yahuwah, and the majesty of the name of the Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the end of the earth. Verse 5. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land. And when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him seven shepherds and eight principal men.
Seven shepherds, eight principal men. Now, to show how powerful the Almighty's word is, now we read some big stuff. Now, I want to look at one verse at a time. Mr. Till, I'm going to look at one verse at a time, and I'm just going to see something in this one verse. And that's Micah chapter 5. Can you read Joseph verse 1? Verse 1, I'm going to look at verse 1 and see sooner or later. Hey, Mother E. In Ezekiel chapter 33, Mother E, verse 30 down to verse 33. Can you help me out with why the hell is looking for Micah 5, verse 1? Can you help those see out, Mother? What can we read in the book called Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 33, verse 30 down to verse 33? What's that, Mother? What's that?
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 33. Let me get that here. Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33.
33, Mother E.
Take it to verse 30 and take it down to verse 33 at moment. Let's
okay.
we try to let the good time roll a little bit. Then we're going to sit back and watch this thing unfold. We're going to show you how real this thing is that we can read. And Ezekiel 33, Mother. Verse 30.
Then
read verse 31, 2, and 3. What does it say?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 to 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, the son of man, the children of your people, fear of talking against thee by the wall and in the doors of the house, and speaking one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray thee, and hear what is the word that come forth from the Yahuwah. 31. And they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear my word, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covenant. Verse 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear a word, but they do them not. 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
So, what you read, mother? You know, we don't know what it's going to take, and that's why we lied everywhere. But don't let them recognize the signs and times on the page of this book, that a fear is in the midst of this. And how do you know a fear in the midst of this be when you find someone that's able to go into his Bible and preach that message, but the same token, teaching those that got an ear to hear to follow the lead of anointed leadership and watch how this thing unfolds. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to look at one verse. That's all we're going to look at, one verse. And we're going to see this the way it goes. So Micah chapter 5, the seer is talking. This is the biblical spirit is talking to the seer. And 5 verse 1. Now, Ella, can you don't see I was saying 5 verse 1? Come on.
In Micah chapter 5, verse number 1 says, "Now gather you thyself in troops, O daughters of troops. He laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek."
Mm-hmm. Now you got a whole lot in that. Now, what that supposed to mean? We live at Camp 1 at Mother Dee of Israel. Yahweh be there. Live in Camp 1, Mother Dee of Israel. Yahweh be there. See you.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Oh, see you all.
Oh, hallelujah. Yahweh. Now, we can read it one verse. He said, "Gather yourself in truth, O daughters of truth." Now, what that supposed to mean, and unless you precept your Bible, you will not know what that means. And you don't know how to preach up your Bible on the long. So, Mother, in Zephaniah chapter 2, Mother. Zephaniah chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Let's look at that verse again. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's look. Hey, put the SDK to Israel. Let's be real good. You taking notes over there? Make sure you take notes over there. Something's going to be said in the left. We don't know what's going to be said. But make sure you take a note for that. Zechariah chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. What do you say?
Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am. What do you say?
Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1. Gather yourselves together.
Yes.
You gather together, O nation, not desire. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass, as the chill, before the furnace, fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Verse 3. Seek you, Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought this judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be healed in the day of Yahweh's anger.
Yes, you have to be meek. You have to be meek, and you better seek him. Why? Can be found. And you gotta seek him. You gotta seek him while he can be found. Now, Mother dear of Israel, what can you find that Yahweh is seeking at? In the 13th chapter, verse 26 and 27 of the book of Acts. Now, how can you seek Yahweh? How can you seek him while you can find him? That's this talk of that. We can see. We don't see the Bible say on that. But he says, seek him while he can be found. Now, how are you going to get to that third heaven and find him? Let us see what is written in the 13th chapter, verse 26 and 27. Sound like a studio up there. Sound like a live studio. The young lion got it. Sound like a live studio there. And he said, we take nothing for granted, top part of Saturday, because we live everywhere. And we want to make sure everybody understands some salvation sent to you first, which is Israel. Now, we get ready to precept something, but I lost my train of thought. What we getting ready to precept? Can anybody have to say out what we getting ready to check into?
Salvation.
Yeah, salvation is to you. But we want to back up your mind to Kings and find out our word will come up. And we got to properly know how to use this word when it's come up. See, you got to lose all about the God content. You got to know how to properly use this word according to the Bible. You got to know what this word means, so nobody be fumbling around with it. We want to check the Kings chapter 15. You don't know exactly what this word means. So when we see this word, we know exactly what it means by going to 2 Kings, right? What I want. I want to take a look at something. So when we jump here,
15.
And I want verse 1. Talk out a little bit about it, young man.
Book of 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 15. Go pick it up at verse number 1. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 15. You'll pick it up at verse number 1. Verse 1, read. You want all of them?
Well, no, I just
want to
get warmed up. I just want to get this point.
Okay. We'll go verse.
What this word means. So we said salvation is of Israel. But we're going to take care of another word with a precept.
16, 1 and,
and
6.
And what I want to do there, y'all, by that, I want to make sure that when we get there, we ain't fumbling around with this word. Okay, we have to stay out.
All right.
So now, what you're getting ready to read is 2 Kings. 2 Kings what now?
We're going to 2 Kings chapter 16. We're going to read verse number 1. We'll take it right to it in verse number 6.
You're going to get right to it. You're going to get ready to it for all the ones on YouTube and Facebook. But we're going to take care of words, but we're going to show you what it means. And Mother E, have me EZRA chapter 2, verse 62. It's happy that he's patting that verse for those seals, Mother, he's patting that verse. EZRA, Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. Now, Sister DFJ Israel is taking notes. Take note. Because one day I'm going to ask you, show me your paper. Now, I'll make sure you take a note. But one day I might ask you a question. Where is that lesson at on paper? And then you have to live on paper.
Hallelujah as well.
So what we're getting ready to read, you're going to read what again now?
We're going to 2 Kings chapter 16, picking up at verse 1 and verse number 6.
Now listen good.
The book of 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 1, read.
What did it read?
In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Yadadu, began to reign.
So King of Judah began to reign.
Verse 6. At that time, risen King of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drove the Jews from Elath.
Yes. So now that's when they put the 6 on your Bible right there. So now they brought the word in for the first time in the English Bible, the word called the Jews. See, the word Jew does not mean Jewish or Judaism. It is a E-Z-R-A word, Mother E. Now, Mother E, we know you already got the verse and patent on it. Now it's time to deliver. 262, what's the word when you ignore what the Bible says the word Jew means, Judah means, and you see the word Jew come in, immediately what you're supposed to do, and show them that you are up under what? EZRA chapter 2, verse 62. Come on, Emma.
The book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. Verse 62. these thought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
So now I'm asking all this, here's the point. When you see a word that do not have, come on that young line back up to 9-1. If you find a word that do not have the first Chronicles 9-1 on it, you're supposed to immediately put 262 on it, polluted, put from your brain. Because all the people of the Bible was recognized by one way, by 9 verse 1 in Chronicles. How was they recognized? There, young lion, come on.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, so all Israel were reckoned by genealogy.
That's how you recognize anybody of the page of the book. You can't just throw a word on the table and come up with a nationality behind it because you're asking someone. If a certain word called Jew or Jewish or Judaism to the Bible today, make them come clean. And when they say Jew, then you go to work on them. Because that word is a corrupt word. It's polluted for Jew. So now, if you got that part laid out, Jew. Then you better catch folly. Soon folly unfold itself. You better catch it up the top. Now we find out the salvation word is on the table.
That's right.
And we find out that salvation is to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now we can go and look at a word. Now make sure you're taking notes there. Sister B, S, J, Israel. Take note. Now watch what happens when we go to the right side of the book and look at it. With that understanding, when you see the word Jew, it does not have a father to it. So that word is corrupt for truth. Yada is good. Yada is the same. We're going to St. John chapter 4, verse 22, young lion. Now watch this. Now, this is how you catch him. This is how you catch him red-handed there.
All right.
St. John 4:22, watch this.
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse number 22. Verse 22 reads, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Yada Jew.
You see that? So salvation starts with Jewish. So the only way anybody going to get salvation, they got to come to who?
Yada Jew.
Can you see that? So I don't care what the big dignitaries got going on. If they plan on getting salvation, they must come to us.
Yada Jew.
See, this is the game changer when you precept your Bible. You don't get no salvation. He told a woman at the well from the northern kingdom, woman, you don't know what to do. Salvation is up to us. And they got the corrupt word called a Judah. And you find out that word is corrupt. So if you see the word, don't be fumbling around with it. You can ignore the word and put the word up. Go there. Because you got your foundation. Read that, Mother E. Read that. 11 verse 3. 11 verse 3 of Psalms. Read that, Mother. Back up the young mind in 49 verse 11. The book of Psalms, back to back.
Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3 reads, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Okay. So, see, if the foundation be destroyed, see what will happen, the religious gurus of the world have destroyed the foundation. That's why they all over the place. They all over the place, supposed to be. They all over the place. They're going to have no foundation. And as long as they have no foundation, they're going to be all over the place. But it's up to you if you got their attention, and they got their mouth, you know, cracking like a goose end going on. It's time you take that bandit, okay? Well, I'll tell you what, my brother, my sister, my auntie, come on down a little bit. And let's put the book on the table real quick, certain things, and it'll be able to check whoever's rebuild right away. So let me read.
The book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse number 11.
Listen to this.
Verse 11 reads.
What?
Their inward thought is that their house shall continue forever.
Yes.
And their dwelling places to all generations.
Yes.
They call their lands after their own name.
See, you call your land after your own name, so you got to have a name to identify where you're from, and that's a game changer. See, by us not knowing who we are, don't know our land, we don't know our borders go to, we ain't got a clue about anything. You ain't got a clue. Now, you mean all that in that first one that they already get? Yeah. You know it's that in Chronicles. It's not in that in Chronicles. Have we ever been taught in that in Chronicles chapter 1? You got almighty word. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, you know we had, where is our borders at? Our borders are the utmost part of the sea. It goes to come from there. But if the statement over here in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, it tells us something too. And David was the one that David and in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, is a statement that's written to be clear about something. And I'm going to find the verse because I'm stubborn right now, but it's a verse. And 2 Chronicles chapter 1, that I want to find, I might have put it on hold for a minute, but it's a statement. Yeah, I want to read something about something David said. So he said something, and I want to read, but I know what he said, but I want to read it, what David said. So I'm going to put that on hold for a minute because I can't find it, but I know he said something in 2 Chronicles. David made a profound statement about something. And you know what? See, it came back. He's not going to find it. But he'll find it later. So something I'm looking for, we're going to be guessing about it. I want to bring it out. I can't find
the statement.
No, I'm not going to telegraph what I'm looking for. I'm going to leave it like it is. So I'm going to leave that out here. Hey, mother. Well, see, if this is where you left off on, what you work with over there?
Acts 13, verse 27. For David dwell and Judah. And their ruler, because they know him not, nor yet the voice of the seers, which I read every Sabbath day. They have fulfilled them and condemned him.
Mm-hmm. So you can hear Yahweh's voice coming through the seer wing
every Sabbath
day. In the microphone, they complain.
Every Sabbath day.
So, you know, so a lot of times, yeah, they might say some things, but if you want to hear the seer's voice, you can hear it every Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, you get on there for. But one thing about it, you can't just talk this, you got to live this. So now we find out that the salvation is of Judah. Got that. And we also found out that who else is holding something? Is anybody holding anything that I need to know about? Anybody holding anything? Salvation is, we're going to come back to elders in a minute. So now, if I ain't through with that yet. Now, you heard the what now? The boy to the field. Who?
Every Saturday.
Okay, good. Now, y'all lying. Now, I want to pull some out. In the book called, about 28 chapters of the book of Samuel. Of course, Samuel is 28.
Hallelujah.
Well,
second Samuel, right?
Look what it says, first Samuel. Look what it says here. And what does it mean? 28, verse 17.
All right. We're going to 1 Samuel, chapter 28, you say verse 17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 17. Verse 17, read. And Yahuwah have done to him as he spake by me. For the Yahuwah have rent the kingdom out of your hand and given it to the neighbor, to David.
Oh, wait a minute. What did David say?
They give it, you say,
what did Samuel just say?
He had rent, Yahuwah had given the kingdom to David.
No, that ain't something now. We knew we want to get back to what we just got to read with Mother read. Now, he just called something. I wonder who called that. See, that's the point. See, I turn a lot of steps to make sure we understand what scripture we all turn. Now, Mother just said, we just read in that 13th chapter, and we said, all the way you will hear the voice of Yahweh, you got to hear through the fear, right?
Yeah.
Now, we just preach up the verse to 28, verse 17. I ain't heard enough of that stuff, you know. That's what we're talking about. But come on back and see what part of 28, 17 that we need that will tie in with what Mother just got to read. So what part that we just read that will tie into it? Now, Elder, you can jump in and try to get ready, Elder. What we read.
First Samuel, chapter 9, verse 15. Now Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came to him.
You see that? But see how Yahweh operates? He gets in the ear of his ear. And he will tell them exactly what he wants them to know in advance. Now that's how the Bible operates. So when you find out that somebody's running a mouth and they're not in the position of this Bible, then you watch them bump their gums because they're going on to Jesus and
mm-hmm.
See? So then you can catch them. You can catch them wide open. I like to see a fly on the wall when Sister BFJ Israel get all the big dignitaries that she know of and sit around the table and start putting the book on them. I like to be fly on the wall listening. See, all y'all do is give you what to work with. Because the way they think he operates, he don't operate that way. Because we've been told Bobby. But we're trying to show you how you correct Bobby. Because the children of Israel, all the children of Israel didn't understand what English. They understood the Semitic tongue. They understood the Latin tongue and the Greek tongue. English is the newest tongue on the planet. So ain't nobody taught the children of Israel how to read nothing. But when they got to this place over here, they didn't understand the English tongue. Matter of fact, they had to make the children of Israel say "ouch" right. They didn't even say "ouch" right. So they had to tell them how hit with the stick side that'll hit it you on that tricky knee. You ain't saying "ouch" right. See? So we learned this English language when they brought this table in 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. We learned this language. We understood the Greek language because we translated our Bible to Greek. We understood the Latin language because I translated the Bible to Latin. You got us not understanding and we understood everything. So that's why the wrong people are telling the story. So it's time for us to tell the story. And that's why we come humble to tell the story. No. The other nation ain't taught us nothing. The other nation stole the record. And let's read where they stole the records at and who stole the records. We gonna read where they stole the records at. Let's go to Obadiah chapter 1 there, young man. And pass mother what she looking for.
It's right here.
I'll put it right here. Oh, okay. So now, we're going to show you something. 1 through 5. See, I love to be on the wall when you fight them all over. Then you put a big robe at the door and say, ain't nobody leaving now. I'm going to put the book on everybody. That's what you got to do. Put big robe at the door and make them spread them and say, no, ain't nobody gonna leave. Now, we're gonna put some book on all this conversation you got going on. We're gonna put some book on the table. Now, let's find out the census. So if you ask anybody who's in the census, they ain't gonna tell you, well, I don't know who that is. But see, I know, but see, everybody records your genealogy. If you don't have no genealogy, you don't exist. It ain't no genealogy called no white man, black man. It ain't no genealogy. You got to have a name. And I'm just saying, no white man and black man.
Hallelujah.
You got to have a biblical name, and you got to be somebody in the Bible. So the white man and white woman of the Bible is the descendants of Esau. Genesis 25:25. Now, we go on and see what Obadiah says about them, how did they gain any kind of knowledge. We're going to find out. Let's find out something on the way to find out something. 1 down to verse 6, what do you say about them? You got lines on the kite.
Going over to the book of Obadiah in chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Verse 1 reads, the vision Obadiah, it says, thus says the Yahweh concerning Esau and his five sons. Mm-hmm. We have heard a rumor from the Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 2. Behold, I have made you small among the heathen. You are greatly despised. Verse 3. The pride of your mind has deceived you. You that dwell in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is high, that brought me down to the ground. Verse 4.
Read that again.
Verse 3. The pride of your mind has deceived you. You that dwelleth in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is high, that said in his mind, who shall bring me down to the ground?
Yeah. Who is greater than me? Me.
Verse 4. Though you exalt yourself as the evil.
Although you exalt yourself, if you look on the back of the dollar bill, you know exactly what we're talking about by looking at your money. You got one of those wrinkled dollar bills, you got, and look on the back of all that money, and you know exactly who we're talking about, but we ain't getting into that bread.
And though you set your nest among the stars, then will I bring you down, said the Yahweh.
I'm going to let you get high if you think you can get. Get the knock the tape out your mouth. When you get on high, you will be the biggest organization that everybody will know about you. I'm going to have everybody know about you. Then I'm going to knock the tape out your mouth. That's what he's saying.
Verse 5. If these came to you,
yes,
if robbers by night, how are you cut off?
Uh-huh.
Would they not have stolen till they had enough?
Yes.
If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes?
Yes.
Verse 6. How are the things of Esau and his five sons searched out?
Yes.
How are they hidden things sold up?
It's a high on Esau. What did he say about Esau in the 49th chapter, verse 10 of Jeremiah? What did he say about it? Read 7 again,
Jeremiah.
Give me one more verse.
Okay, I
get a
precept. Read 7. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 7. 7, read.
Mm-hmm.
All the men of your confederacy have bought you even to the boy, the men that were at peace with you have deceived you,
mm-hmm,
and prevailed against you.
So we know how your end gonna be, but mother, get in that 49th chapter, mother, see if it's, give me 49 verse 9 and 10. We're gonna take you a little bit. But remember, we made a profound statement. I don't know why that verse is on the table, but now I know why that verse is on the table. Now I know. I didn't know then. I know now. I wonder who else knows about that verse we talked about earlier that was read. I don't know why that verse is read. How is this man going to be exposed?
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to be exposed? Because we're going to make him come clean. You got to be somebody in this Bible. You can't say that you are the Jewish people. You can't say you are the Jew people. No. You have to come biblically with this Bible. Who are you? So now once you come clean, and you can't keep on saying you me, and you can't keep on saying that the men that you got up on the wall is you. Listen, that ain't going to work. The more we keep counting this book on you, you have to come clean. We're going to make you come clean. Now, when we read a verse, I ain't going to sit up about that verse. And I wonder how many remember that verse. But we'll bring it back exactly how it's going to happen. So now, let's get down to verse 13. We'll talk about, come on, Mother, read what you got, Mother.
Jeremiah chapter 49, verses
9 and 10. Yeah, what
did
it say?
Verse 9.
What?
If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some glittering grapes?
Yeah, he said if a grape, whatever, won't they leave something?
Mm-hmm.
Here, you got a people. that lie like a rug on every corner. They say, well, please tell me, what have we did? Well, all you did was showed up in 1619. But what we did before 1619? Well, no, you didn't do nothing before. You just, the only history you got is the Negroes, the African Americans in 1619. And we got the greens on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fourth history we got is 1619. Don't you know that 1619 ain't got nothing to do with the 400 years of the Bible?
That's right.
See? So that's why I was saying, we going to check you out on every point. Every point, because you like the great, you don't need, we keep reading. What? Read them up.
If these by night, they will destroy till they have enough.
He said, if a thief comes, he going to take a lot, but he going to at least leave you something. Mm-hmm. This man, he saw, you going to take credit for everything. Mm-hmm. You going to take credit for the first Adam was red.
Mm-hmm.
But you forgot, and you pointed him at you. Be ready. But then you go to Walmart and order human soil. Say, I want to buy a human soil. Well, man was made from the soil, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go to Walmart and order human soil. Or take that piece of telephone and ask, show me what human soil look like at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And that soil is rich and jet black. That's what man was made out of. Human soil. And all you do, go to Walmart and order some human soil. And tell them, show it to me. Soil is so black and rich. How you find out about that? You must be listening to voices of the Jew in life. So you come up with a red man,
mm-hmm.
and Adam means red, but you say he come from the ground of human soil. And human soil is at Walmart waiting on you right now. Rich and deep dark black color. Even Yahweh told in the book of Adam and Eve, that I go and read, go down into that black soil and get you something to work with. See? So that's another lesson. So every point you got on the table, we're going to examine it and pick it up. And we're going to find out. So now, the word is the children of Israel owe the Catholic and the Latter-day Saints much because they learned how to read from them. What do you mean we learned how to read from them? We was reading, building pyramids while you was in a cave
mm-hmm.
over in Mount Seir.
Mm-hmm.
Before you was ran out by the Nevertine Arab, ran you out of there, and you to the Negev. Then we got down to the Negev, they start peeping at you there, and then you end up by John Hopkins. So look here, since you got ground to your land, and you're so close to our land, John Hopkins said, I'm going to teach you the laws that you need to know. They taught you. But then when they went into captivity, let me see what you did. Get down to verse 12 and 13. And then look what you did. Over to 1, 12 and 13. Now, you don't have no gratitude for people. John Hopkins of the Maccabees taught you the laws. Taught you the laws. You ain't got no gratitude. Let me see what you did. Let me see what you did. Verse 12 and 13.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 12 and verse number 13.
Listen to this.
Verse 12 reads.
What?
But you should not have looked on the day of your brother and the day that he became a stranger. Neither should you have rejoiced over the children of Yadad Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Verse 13. You should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity, yet you should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their sustenance in the day of their calamity.
What do you mean by laying hand on their sustenance? You got the book. You took all the books. Every book that they had, you got the books now. And now you don't count the three, 48 on it. I know what you did with the books. So you taking the children of Israel book. Not showing your gratitude of what you did in 1 Maccabees 3:48, y'all right? Look what you did. After you taken the children of Israel, they begged from their land, the Syrians came down and jumped them real good, and you were on their side. Did all say you got a 1 Maccabees 3:48. What did it say? We can read 3:48.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, picking up at verse number 48 reads, and they opened the book of the law, wherein the heathen, each on his five sons, had sought to take the likeness of their images.
You see that? They take the likeness of their images. So now Gabriel did today. Now they have painted the likeness of their images today. So when you go to the Vatican City, when you go to the Catholic Latter-day Saints everywhere, you see the likeness of their image. Not a lot of folks. They're dead in the Bible. The statues, which is not good there, period, but they don't reflect the likeness of the Bible. You know why? Because the Bible going to show you that it don't add up. So we're going to take a look at that. So we went all the way around through that to show you that they have no gratitude. When you straighten them up, get them on their feet, if the car boy said something about them, young lion, his 30th chapter, Job. Now, if the car boy, he's prophesying about the descendants of Esau. In the 30th chapter, verse 1 through 8. Now, what did he say about a people that have no gratitude? 31-8. Listen to this.
Book of Job, chapter 30, picking up at verse 1, down to verse number 8.
Listen to this.
Book of Job, chapter 30, verse 1 reads, but now they that are younger than I have meat in the ribs.
So what do you mean by young? They're young in the word. They're younger in the word, but they're older in by being the firstborn son. They're younger in they younger than they, because they was the last one to get the word of Yahweh, but they got it by hook and crook. So that's what they young in, by getting your word, got your book. That's what it means by he younger. Go ahead and read.
Whose fathers I would have disdained to have sat with the dogs of my flock.
You is a cowboy, his cowboy, I'm Israelite. He said, these people that we have put on their feet and straighten them up and taught them the good way that they ain't gonna do right. He said, these people are so foul, I don't even trust them with my soul. This is what he just said.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we read?
That's the way you read.
And these people I wouldn't even trust with my soul. That was his college boy said, Job, whatever you say.
Verse 2, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished.
Yeah, read real fast.
Verse 3, for what famine they was the solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time, desolate in waste.
What do you mean by solitary? They was isolated people. They was all off into Mount Seir, got ran out by the Nabataean era. They got down and now they're off in the caves of the Caucasus Mountains of Europe now. They're not in the cave in the mountains. They isolated. That's what it means by solitary. we'll tell you the whole story. Go ahead and read.
Verse 4.
Right.
Who cut up mallows by the bushes.
And they cut mallows by the bushes.
And Jupiter roots.
Jupiter roots.
For their meat. Verse 5. They were driven forth from among men.
He said they were driven. He said these people, the sinners of Esau, were driven forward from men.
They cried after them as after a beast.
And imagine when you look out the window, you catch somebody messing around with something along with you. Hey, see, get away from my car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how they cried after the children of Esau.
Right.
Get on away from here. You see.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
Right.
To dwell in the cliff of the valley.
And they dwell in cliff of the valley.
In caves of the earth.
And what?
In caves of the earth.
We know we are the caves.
Hallelujah.
They can't get around that.
And in the rock.
In the rock.
Verse 7.
Right.
Among the bushes they pray.
What do you mean they? They on among the bushes they gray. What that word mean? That means they sound like a bunch of jackass in trouble.
Hallelujah.
You ever heard of jackass with monkey stuck in a hole or something?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of how you call it? That's what they sound like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they sound like, according to Issachar boy. He said, when I found them in the cave, they would sound like a bunch of jackass.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
Look at the word. Tell you what the word means.
Mark the bushes, they break.
They break. That means they sound like a bunch of jackasses. So how is a bunch of jackasses teach anything? It don't make sense. He put the mud on it.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be a fly on the wall when Sister VSJ Israel get all the big dignitaries and spread them around the table and put on rubber to dope that nobody leaves. I'm going to put the book on y'all.
Hallelujah. Under the needles, they were gathered together.
Watch it now. Listen.
Verse 8.
What?
They were children of food.
What were they?
Children of food.
I mean, the sons of Esau were children of what?
Food.
Food. Go ahead and read.
Yes. Children of base man.
And they were base men. So how has they got all this? We need to have some gratitude on what they are taught up. You ain't taught up nothing. You are base men, and you don't have no gratitude. We want to talk to you. Go ahead and read.
They were viler than the earth.
They were viler than the earth. Go ahead and read.
Keep going. Verse 9.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 9. And now am I their song.
And guess what? And now we their song. And now, you see what we don't have to do? Now we they from. Now we African American, Negro in color. We ain't got nothing. Our history started in 1619. We got the Third World Month going. Everybody pointing at the king to wipe their eyes off. And then everybody showing up how it used to be. And like the ex-president said, we bring back the good old days once again, returning back to the days of old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that Third World Month can do to you. You still stuck in the Third World Month. When you be sticking this Bible to show that you've been duped on every side, and you got people that look just like us, will go head up tooth and nail and evade the truth. The people you following, according to Issachar boy, were fouler than us, and they changed every picture to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you go to these establishments, you see a picture like somebody else. And your family will fight you tooth and nail on fire. Mm-hmm. Fight you tooth and nail on fire. But nobody won't read no Bible. Huh? So we found out this word Jew is really a corrupt word for Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Elder, help me out, Elder. We know you get ready to read verse 2, but I'm going to kind of give me a few more jabs, and I'm going to get out of the way and send some other things. But for that point, can you tell me, according to the Bible, when Jeremiah was making all this talk, can you tell me something about Jeremiah? In the book of Jeremiah, I won't know what Jeremiah said about himself. See, when we were reading some good books, Jeremiah... Jeremiah had made a statement, I accept Israel. And I want to know, I'm still with Michael for right now, I take that as dead, because it gets good to me when we put the book on anything, and it might go longer than we expected.
Now we have one.
So now, I need a statement that, I'm struggling right now, but somewhere I need a statement when Jeremiah introduced himself, for although people knew who he were, but he introduced himself that we can read, what does Jeremiah say about himself that we can read? In the 8th chapter, verse 21, Israel, what did Jeremiah say to himself? Didn't that microphone help those stay out in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21?
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse number 21 says, "For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment had taken hold on me."
What did Jeremiah say? What did Jeremiah say he is to Elder according to the Bible in verse 21?
Verse 21
says, he said that he is black. That's what he said. Now, it'll run to Job 30, verse 30, that he was Issachar boy, say he is. We're going to Job 30, verse 30. Now, Issachar's boy, the one that talked about in 30 chapter. Do you know he got to read about himself in 30 verse 30, Elder? What exactly did he read about himself? 30 verse 30.
In the book of Job, chapter 30, verse number 30, 30 says, "My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burnt with heat."
So what did Issachar boy, the Israelite, say, what he looked like? When he described his skin, what is his skin there, Elder?
His skin is black upon him.
His skin is black.
Hallelujah.
They talking skin. His skin is black. Now, Elder, in the Songs of Solomon, what do that black look like according to the wise man in the world in 1 verse 5? Let's go to the Songs of Solomon, verse 1 verse 5. It's a point we're trying to bring out. That has we followed the wrong rules and regulations of the Bible, and how they got so much to say with all this wrong they have did without this record on the table first, then folks make a statement. So the Songs of Solomon there, Elder, can you help those say out in 1 verse 5, it's talking about what this black means.
In the Songs of Solomon, looking at chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, be our daughters, as the tents of Kedar and as the curtains of Solomon."
He said, "I'm black as Kedar." And Kedar means black, but black means I am beautiful. So you got black as a hair raiser today. But according to Solomon, black is what? Comedy means beautiful.
That's right. Hallelujah.
So black is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get one more precept on that, Elder. Let's find who this black is beautiful he's talking about that we can read. But we're going to get a point out of this. And somebody got to address these things. Somebody got to address this Bible. So when we get to what we got to get to, now we're going to smoke red sober. And somebody got to address this thing. You can't be built upon a doctrine of folly. So the children of Israel, now you know it's black and beautiful, right? Right? I mean, so now, when we read Lamentation, read verse 2:1. So who are you talking about is black and beautiful?
In the book of Lamentations, chapter 2, verse number 1, one says,
okay.
How hath the Yahuwah covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and has cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool.
Hold that point. The word of Israel, or whatever.
The daughters Israel. Of
whatever. The what?
The beauty of his. The beauty
now,
of Israel.
What word go before beauty that we just got to read? What word go before? You can put it in by what we just got to read, but Job said, Jeremiah said, what word go before beauty of Israel?
Black.
The black.
Bring it out. Put the microphone and bring it out. You ain't not getting hit on your wrist. Black. Black and what? Beautiful.
Israel.
Israel. So when you talk about Israel, they the ones black and beautiful. Now we've been checking things out now. Do all that. Now we've been, now, with that understanding, now we've been speeding on some things now. Now, come on. Hey, Mother Eve, you can open this up in Romans chapter 11, verse 1 2. I'm going to see what you're working with. How you going to roll with this. See what you're working with that, Mother. Romans chapter 11, verse 1 2.
Okay.
Mother
Eve, the book of Romans, chapter 11.
We'll lay the foundation now on the camera road. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 2. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse 2. Yahweh has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. So ye
good.
Not...
Good. So you're not cast away. The people of the book, now Paul said he's an Israelite. So Paul is, so Paul, according to what we read, so Paul is what?
Black
and
beautiful.
Israelite. So Paul's a black and beautiful Israelite. Now where is his stature at? Black and beautiful in any of these big establishments, you got Paul looking like somebody else. You will paint the likeness of yourself. But Paul said, I'm black and beautiful and I am an Israelite. Is that what he said?
Hallelujah, wrong.
I like nobody working with it now.
Hallelujah, wrong.
Okay, you ain't got to work with those seals, but the first speak for itself. So he just said that I am black and beautiful.
That's right.
Paul. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm going to jump in Paul's right, but Paul just said, I'm black and beautiful, and I'm an Israelite.
Hallelujah.
Now, what he says in Acts chapter 21, verse 39, month, be ye of Israel. Particularly verse 37 down to verse 39. Listen to this. We're going to Acts 21, 37 to 39. Listen to us.
Acts chapter
21. 37 to 39.
Verse 37 to 39.
Looking good.
Verse 37.
What?
And as Paul was to be led into the council,
yeah.
He said unto the chief captain,
yeah.
May I speak unto you?
He said, chief captain, he said, can I speak unto thee? Go ahead.
Who said, can you speak Greek?
He said, Paul, can you speak Greek?
38. Are not you that Egyptian?
Wait a minute. What did he call Paul?
And he gets,
yes.
Look up in the Thomas Bible dictionary and tell us what do the Egyptian look like. He looked red at Paul and called Paul a what?
Egyptian.
Let's find out what the Egyptian look like.
Right.
See, I'm trying to tell you something. See, you real got some things that just ain't gonna add up. You don't add up. That's why I love to be a fly on the wall when Sister Jay. BSJ Israel, get all the big dignitaries and spread them all around the table and tell them, now you debate me. That's what you do. You debate me on what this book says. Because I So what happened? So what happened? No, we want to find out what happened. Go ahead and read.
All right. We're going over to the book of the Donner's Dictionary.
Yes.
We're looking up the word ham.
Ham.
The word ham. Donner's Dictionary, page 213. Ham.
And ham means black bird. Ham means black bird. Ham is one you call African American. Black. No, ham means black. Jet black. Go ahead, read.
All right. Page 213, read.
What read?
The youngest son of Noah.
Yes.
Born probably about 96 years before the flood.
Yes.
And one of the 8 persons to live through the flood.
Yes.
He became the progenitor.
The progenitor.
The progenitor of the dark race.
So he is the progenitor of the dark race. Did you know that? Sister V.S. J. Israel of the dark race.
The Lord covered the daughter of some.
Not the Negro.
But he ain't the father of the Negro. See, you know they tell us we come from Ham. No. He's not the father. The Negro came out of him. See, you know what the Negroes look like. So he's not the father. He's the father of the dark race, but not the Negro race. Ham is not the father of the Negro race. Go ahead, read.
But the Egyptian.
So Egyptian is a dark-skinned race. We're not going to read what it says in Exodus chapter 1 and 2. The 7 women called Moses on Egyptian. So Moses, in day 9, the 7 women called Moses a Egyptian. Egyptian is dark-skinned people. The big dignitary looked at Paul and said, Paul, aren't you an Egyptian?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care how much wine you got in you. If you see somebody looking like African-American Negro running down your block, you ain't going to mistake him for Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to never make a that's Bill Clinton right now. No, he ain't going to be Bill Clinton at all.
That's right.
So, Paul in the Bible look like the Egyptians, so do Moses.
That's right.
Dark skinned people. Go ahead and read, Moses.
Acts chapter 21, verse 38.
What?
Okay, verse 8 and 10. Are not thou that Egyptian, which before those days made an uproar and leadest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murdered.
Murderers? That led 4,000 men out there was murdered. Go ahead.
39.
Okay, watch it now. Watch it now. Come on, mama.
What Paul said.
What Paul said.
I am a man which am a Judah.
I am a Jew. So you know Jew is a club word for Judah.
Yeah.
So Paul described himself as a member of looking like Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Judah is what? What did we read again? What did we read what Judah looked like in Jeremiah 14, verse 2? Now, this is Paul. This is one they said was beheaded in 64 A.D. Paul, he said, no, I'm not the Egyptian. I'm Judah. That's what he said, but he was busy. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, they all passed for one of the same. Come on, Ella, what you get ready to read out of Jeremiah 14, verse 2? Let's talk about Judah.
In the book of...
Where's our elder?
In the book of... in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse number 2. 2 says, Judah mourneth, and the gates of language, they are black unto the ground. And the cry of Jerusalem is gone up.
Hey, yo, what color is Judah?
Black unto the ground.
Hey, what color is Judah?
Black unto the ground. Hallelujah.
Because if he black to the ground, and Paul says,
Compare this black to the ground.
So when you go to the Vatican City, if you got a statue of Paul, what are you going to be looking like in the Vatican City?
Black.
To the ground. To the ground. Is that right?
That's right.
Look like this or not?
It don't look like that.
It don't look like this, too.
Like Esau.
He's looking like Esau, 85 months. Now, we're going to Acts chapter 10, verse 25. Look at verse 25. Listen good. Now, they got two big dignitaries over there in the Vatican City, and they got big statues of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out something through the Bible. Let's see if you correct and put some book on it. Because if you got this wrong, that means what you got right there. Now here go a big dignitary. You know the one they say they gave the successor of, they the successor of this guy. Acts 10:25-28. Listen to us.
All right. Going over there to the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 25 down to verse 28. 25 reads. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
And he worshipped Peter, go ahead.
Verse 26. But Peter took him up, saying,
Stand up.
I myself also am a man.
Peter said, stand up. I myself also is a man.
Verse 27.
Right.
And as he talked with him.
As Cornelius talked with Peter.
He went in. And found many that were come together.
And he found many that came with Cornelius. Right?
28.
What?
And he said unto them.
This is God.
You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is Yadadu.
What is Peter?
Yadadu.
So Peter looked like Yadadu. So Peter looked just like. So now way in the Vatican City, we got Peter looking like Yahdah Judah. What color Judah is again, El?
Black.
What color
to,
Peter?
Black is to the ground.
Black what? So if he's black to the ground, what catch over there in the Vatican City got Peter looking like the Bible?
No.
See that? So now somebody have... It got no gratitude of the truth. That's why they got their own book. So Peter is what? According to his own mouth, he's what?
Y'all died Judah, black to the ground.
Black to the ground. Now Peter, let's see, because when he's leaving Jerusalem, Judah, let's see, do his skin change by going to another place. We're going to Galatians chapter 2 there, young man. We're going to Galatians chapter 2. I'm going to pick a verse 11. We're going to read down and see what's going on in 2:11. Down to verse 15. Listen real good. Now we can see, because you change geographic location, let's see do anything change about you.
That's right.
Because you crossed the border and went somewhere else.
Going over to the book of Galatians chapter 2. We're going to read verse number 11 down to verse number 15. The book of Galatians chapter 2, verse number 11 reads, But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the faith.
Yeah.
Because he was to be blamed.
So what Peter went to?
To Antioch.
Peter went to Antioch. Go ahead and read.
Verse 12. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles.
So he was eating with the Gentiles. So he was over there. What place he at?
Antioch.
He over there, Antioch, eating with the Gentiles. Go ahead, read.
But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself.
But when the other Israelites came to peep on him, Paul and Barnabas came to check him out. What he said?
He withdrew from him, fearing them which were of the circumcision.
The Israelites. Go ahead.
Verse 13. And the other Yadah Judah dissembled likewise with him.
They dissembled. They broke out running. But sometimes you be out in the wrong. I remember we went to a restaurant one day, and then lot of people that look like us, you know, that we didn't know that y'all they working with. We came to those talking loud, talking that smack. They hid up behind their newspaper, then snuck out. So we called them out. They were getting and grinning with the Gentiles. And when we came in on the statement, you know, at this restaurant, and we came in with our rapid voices and stuff like that, they got behind the newspaper and slid out the door. Go ahead and read.
And so much that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation.
Yeah, so he bothered that. What y'all think I was? What y'all did? What's up with y'all? What's going on here? Go ahead and read.
Verse 14. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the covenant.
Oh, what they were doing, they were asking them questions about what they got going on. You got to be one of your people. Don't call here to teach. Call here to get talk. They want to talk to smack. No. We do the talking. You do the listening. That's fine. Reach them up.
Okay. According to the truth of the covenant, I stand unto Peter.
What?
There before them all, if you...
Listen. Now, this is what Paul say now.
Being a Yada Judah.
So Paul looks at him and call him what?
Yada Judah.
What's that for the woman that 14 moves to a Jeremiah?
Black unto the ground.
Black unto the ground. So Peter, the first pope that y'all got over there in the Vatican City,
before
we be a
folk look like what? Black
to the ground. Remember
my audio there, Mother dear. I can't get that out of
this class. Black to the ground. If that was going on over there in the Vatican City.
Hallelujah.
If that was going on in school systems.
Ain't nobody black to the ground.
Nobody black to the ground. So how can we trust anything you saying, you want you to do the Bible way. So Peter and Paul supposed to be having sacrifice over there in the Vatican City, but they supposed to be what kind of way melody is
the ground? Black unto the ground.
Black unto the ground. Black and beautiful to the ground. Now where them cats at? Where they at?
Coming back over to the book of Galatians, chapter 2, picking up at verse number 15. We're sitting in the middle of 14. After the matter of the Gentiles, and not as do Yada Judah blacker to the ground, why compare it to the Gentiles to live as do the Yada Judah, that's black to the ground? Verse 15. We who are Yada Judah, black to the ground by nature,
by
nature.
I mean, we ain't never doing no religion. We just born this way, black to the ground. We come from the human soil. Wall boxing tonight on your piece of telephone, say, hey, you got that in the human soil?
Mm-hmm.
And what color is it like?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so jet black and rich and human. The only way I was made out of it. How you going to get rid out of it? It ain't going to work. See,
as
long as they keep lying to you, it ain't
going to
work, y'all. And somebody got to
say
something.
Great.
And not sinners
of the Gentiles.
That's it. Okay, good. Now, mother, dear Israel, let's go and look at Luke chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. We're going look at somebody else. We're going to Luke chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. We're going to look at somebody else real quick. And then remember, it's a statement I made when we first opened the broadcast up, and now I understand that statement big time, and I wonder who caught it by now. See, who caught that statement that was made big time? Who caught it by now?
Luke chapter 1. Verse 27,
yes.
3, to a virgin, a spouse to a man.
Well, read verse 26, walk down with
you. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent forth, sent from Yahweh unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth. Verse 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the family of David. And to a virgin name was Mary.
Okay.
Verse 28.
Yeah.
And the angel came unto her and said, Hail thou, that art highly favored. Yahweh is with you. Blessed are you among women.
He says, so when they use that word, you highly favored, blessed among women. So why do you everybody always point at Mary as kind of that famous name? Do you know the Bible got a precept to that? See, everything is pulled from the Bible. So everybody tell you that it's well blessed and highly favored. You live, huh?
Right.
And all you all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to preach up that and see what that is a common use in Israel.
Right.
Let's go back to Judges chapter, if you don't mind. Let's go to 5:24. 5:24 of Judges. Let's see if that word is a common word used. Did they use that word? His first thing coming in mind, he's talking about Mary. Okay. I'll give you that. You're talking about Mary. But what about Judges? Chapter 5, verse 24. Who are you talking about?
I'm going over there to the book of Judges. You want to read chapter 5? I'm going to pick it up at verse number 24.
Yes.
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse number 24 reads, Blessed above women shall Jair, the wife of Heber, the Kenite be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent.
Yes. So that's the name of the comment you use for faith.
Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent.
So there it is right there. So there go your blessing is above women. It's talking about another member of the family of Israel. That was a common use. So they jumped out and said, highly favored by Mary. I may say, well, what a precept to that? And they stuck. So they don't know that precept of that. That was a common woman that was doing the right thing in Israel, period. Blessed among women. Is that what we just got to read, Mother D of Israel?
Hallelujah.
So they point right at Mary. But now we want to find out some more about Mary. Now, we know we go to the Vatican City, we see Mary and the baby Jesus all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we go on to Young Lion, we go on to find out some rules and regulations and numbers. We go on to Numbers 36. Now, we go on to find out some rules and regulations real quick. Now let's see what the rules and regulations is. We're going to see, can your Mary and the baby Jesus hold up with Numbers 36? In Numbers 36 tell you, we're going to find out something on the way to find out something. We're going to Numbers 36, and let's find out something that's going on. And let's find out in verse 2. Numbers 36, verse 2. Read a little fast and loud.
The book of Numbers, chapter 36, verse number 2. Verse 2 reads, And they said, The Yahweh commanded my Yahweh to give the land for an inheritance by a lot to the children of Israel. And my Yahweh was commanded by the Yahweh to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, unto his daughter.
Hey.
Verse 3, and if they be married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then shall their inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance. Verse 4, And when the jubilee of the children of Israel shall be, then shall the inheritance be put unto the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall the inheritance be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. Verse 5. And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of Yahweh, saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph said well. Verse 6. This is the thing which the Yahweh do command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry to whom they think best. Only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry.
So the law is whatever tribe you from, that's where you get your wife from.
Hallelujah.
Whatever tribe you from, that's where you get your husband from.
Hallelujah. Boy.
You must get it. That is the law. Do you will lose your inheritance? And your inheritance is your mighty one. So if you marry to somebody outside of your tribe, we might read this at what time you got to correct that. Because you will lose your inheritance if you marry outside of your tribe. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
So we're reading that, right? So we're going somewhere to show you something. This is the law. You must marry from among the tribe of your father. If you do not do so, you will lose your what?
You lose your inheritance.
You see that? So you will lose your inheritance. And that's why you see a thing going today that don't work because they don't know what the Bible's saying. You can't just get a pair of breeches or a pair of skirts that out of your tribe like y'all know who you are. Because what you have did in the sight of Yahweh have done what?
You lost your inheritance.
Look it out.
Lost your inheritance.
Y'all hear that? So we understand that. Now, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that understanding, now let's get down to verse 46 and 47.
All right.
Luke chapter 1. No, what's that? Come on back up. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. We go and take a look at something.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah,
boy. Come on, mother.
I'm getting there. Luke chapter.
People had a log in there. I'm coming back there. Verse 46, 47. Bring it up.
Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. Verse 46. And Mary said,
no, Mary said,
my soul do magnify Yahweh. 47. And my spirit has rejoiced in Yahweh, my Savior.
Yahweh, your what? Your
Savior.
What? So Yahweh is a Savior.
Go ahead. 48. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden.
Uh-huh.
For behold, from when henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
They call you blessed, what?
49.
What?
For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and righteous is his name.
You listen up.
Verse 50. And his mercy.
So wait, when did you get to back about, I'm coming back to verse 38, 39 there. That's good. That was Mother Ray last night. That was extra Mother. You read that last night. Come on back to verse 38 and 39. I will take care of Mary. Verse 38 and 39.
Luke chapter 1, verse 38 and 39.
Listen to
this. Verse 38.
What?
And Mary said,
what Mary say?
Behold, the handmaiden of Yahweh, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Uh-huh.
Verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Yadad, Judah.
Well, what'd you go to?
The city of
Yadad,
Judah. So for her to go to the city of Yadad, Judah, she had to be of what tribe she from?
Yadad, Judah.
Oh! So Mary is from Yadad, Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you look like? A 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah. What is it like?
Black to the ground.
Black to the ground. So Mary, now what are they stacking in the back of the city with Mary being what?
Black to the ground.
Black to the ground. Now, remember, if you marry outside of your tribe, you lose your what?
Inheritance.
What happened in 2 verse 4, Luke 2 verse 4.
Going over to the book of Luke, chapter 2, picking up at verse number 4.
What?
Verse 4 reads.
What?
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Yadadu, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the family and lineage of David.
So, for him to receive his blessing, when he married Mary, she has been of what tribe?
Yadadu.
Before she looked like a descendant of Esau. What happened?
She was flat to the ground.
Before he was married, the mirror we got on TV now, or whatever the Vatican City, what would happen to him?
Oh, he would lost his inheritance.
He would lost his inheritance. He would lost his inheritance. So the mirror you got over there in the Vatican City, that you kicking all the toes off the pair of people's feet, that's not what the Bible. Mary married Joseph. And Joseph could not marry nobody that looked like Esau and his five sons and daughters. He had to marry, to keep his inheritance, he had to marry a woman out of his own tribe. And Judah's tribe, what color?
Black unto the ground.
Black unto the ground. See? Now you see? So everything you got wrong, you got everything wrong in the Vatican City. Why don't you correct some of that first? Before you put on the table about what we don't know. We know what this Bible tells us, that you got a statue of Paul, Peter, or Mary. Now let's go look at Yahweh the Son. Let's go to 1, 14, and 15. Let's go to Revelation 1, 14, 15. What did he look like? And Mother Dia Israel, give me 10, verse 5 and 6 of Daniel. So now, what do you got right? He even have a statement coming out your mouth. What you got right that we both see in the Vatican City, and you got all the pictures wrong. So if the picture's wrong, your mindset is wrong. Hand me that Daniel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. Wait, Mother. What you read that, young man?
Coming over to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, picking up at verse 14 and verse number 15.
What?
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14, reads,
what?
His head and his hairs were white like wool.
His head and his hair was white like wool. He had gray hair on his head.
As white as snow.
As white as snow off his hair.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
He had red looking eyes. He drank a lot of good wine.
Verse 15, and his feet.
And his feet.
Like unto fine brass.
His feet look like, so you look at your feet now, it mirrors your face. His feet was like, what kind of brass?
Fine brass.
Like what?
As if they burnt in a furnace.
Now you take some something and burn it in a furnace so you know exactly what color the baby Jesus was with the mother. The mother from Judah, he from Judah, so the statue you got in the Vatican City going to look like the Bible says it look like. That's when you correct. So where is the baby Jesus and his mama looking like the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Black to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Feet look like they burnt in the oven.
Hallelujah.
Where them feet at? All I look on that one I say, and I see pale toes.
Mm-hmm.
Pale woman.
Mm-hmm.
Guadalupe,
mm-hmm.
with a little brownness in her. That ain't the Bible at all. And that's why we read that statement over there in Micah chapter 5, verse 7. Here, we're going to get it from you. And now we're going to find out about that. I'm going to be out there in a minute. Come on. Go read.
Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 and 6.
What?
Verse 5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked and beheld a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold.
Fine gold.
Euphrates.
Yes.
Verse 6. His body also was like the girl, and his face as their
mm-hmm.
and his eyes as lamps of fire,
mm-hmm.
and his arms
and his arms and his feet, arms and feet,
like in color,
like in what?
In color.
The same thing you watching on the February month, the color fountain and the white fountain. So which one would Yahweh the Father go to, the color fountain or the white fountain? Or that February month you watching right now?
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the color fountain.
That's right. Hallelujah. What?
And that we look like the baby Jesus is a color man. People have a color man and a color woman sitting there holding the babies, with which is pagans is coming out of Babylonia, Semiramis and Tammuz and Nir, and what his name? What the man name? The son she had? The first son she had? Nimrod.
Nimrod.
Nimrod and Semiramis. That's where the story came from. That's how it got over there in Egypt. And Egypt, everything they got, the Catholic Church taking it from them, even the obelisk. So you better think all alone in everything.
Hallelujah.
You don't paint yourself anywhere you don't belong in. And that's why they tell you stay out of the Bible. That's why you don't read no Bible. All you do is run the fat mouth. But everybody in this Bible, we read what they look like. The baby Jesus and his mama. It's black to the brown. Where them statues at in the Vatican City? Where they at? According to the Bible. Black to the brown. Everybody look like pale red to me. Peter's pale red. Paul is pale red. All the big dignitaries pale red. But the Bible saying they all. Mary is pale red. The baby Jesus is pale red, but the Bible says they are colored people, black to the ground. Where are them statues at? That when you get to the Vatican City, then you see them statues when you walk in, black to the ground. And they Israelites.
Hallelujah. Well,
black and beautiful Israelites. And you got them at Christmas. Where we at? Yeah, finish.
Okay.
Where you at?
To polish bread.
To polish bread.
And the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude.
Mommy, read in 218 of Revelation. It is the entire prophecy.
Hallelujah.
What? 218. Hey, Mommy, what does 218 say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 18, read. And unto the angel of the church, congregation in Tartary, write these things, said the Son of Yahweh, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
And feet like what, mother?
Fine brass.
Fine bread. So that baby that you go to the Vatican City, you be kissing the toe of the baby Jesus' feet. But when you get some fine bread feet, that will cover the feet in.
Hallelujah.
Is that what you got to read?
That's what we read.
Look like fine bread if they burn it. So in the Vatican City, go have these pictures on as statues. Are those statues of abomination to the Almighty Yahweh? And what we can read, what we can read that at L 26:1-3 of Leviticus. What over L is that? L was still. What does Leviticus 26:1-3 say? Leviticus 26:1-3. I told y'all all about having the insane look like that, but since you got it there, look what Yahweh says about it. See, you don't do nothing right. That's why he tell you stay out of his Bible. Mm-hmm. Just get you a sermon on the way to the place. Well, yeah, the L 26:1-3 of Leviticus. Put him out, young lion.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 1, 2, and verse number 3. Verse 1 read, you shall make you no idol.
No idol.
Nor graven image.
No graven image.
Neither wear you up a standing image.
And you don't go to have no standing Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Neither,
neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land.
See, you boy have no stone. Oh, that period about Peter, Paul, and Mary, and baby Jesus.
To bow down unto
and
it.
You bow down to it and run your hand across your head and your chest like a cloth or something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you be doing that. You boy, we doing none of that. Go ahead.
For I am the Yahuwah.
I'm Yahuwah, saying that, go ahead.
You're Yahuwah. Verse 2.
What?
You should keep my Sabbath.
Hey, you ain't keeping Sabbath. You keeping Sunday at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning.
And reverence my temple.
And reverence my temple.
I am Yahuwah.
Say it again.
Verse 3.
What?
If you walk in my law.
If you walk in my law.
And keep my law.
And keep my law.
And do them.
And do them. So you see, you ain't got nothing right in here. You got everything wrong. You've been lying like a rogue on every point, but your line is a mother. Let's talk about the line real quick and give me a close second. Psalm 58, verse 3. A mother. Give me a close second in Psalm 58, verse 3 down to verse 7 and close second.
Psalm 58 to 3.
58. Yeah, figure. Yeah, 3 down to verse 8.
Figure that on 58, verse 3. Read down to verse 8. 58, 3 to 8. Okay. Psalm chapter 50. Let me get back over there.
58. 3 down to verse number 8. Where it say that, mother, to close the statement.
Psalms chapter 58, verse 3 to 8. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Verse 4.
The wicked come out of the womb doing what, mother? What did the wicked
speaking,
do?
Speaking lies. They go astray as soon as they born, speaking lies.
Come out of the womb? Well, hold what you got, mother, and give me a closing statement and find out what we talking about in Malachi 1, 3, and 4 and closing statement. And we bring mother to here and get a commentary on mother feet. So hold what you got there, mother. Go give me the book called, now stay on the line, stay with you, because we'll turn to Young Lion, so Young Lion's going to take it on in. We'll get a couple more quick hits in. Stay on the line, but what it says in Malachi 1, who this wicked collapse the moon line in verse 3 and 4? Malachi chapter 1, verse 1, let's read verse 3 and 4. Who this liar that come out the womb line? Malachi 1, verse 3 and 4. And stand by, Mo.
All right. We're going over to the book of Malachi. We're going to pick it up at chapter 1, and we're going to read verse number 3 and verse number 4. The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains in his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, whereas Esau and his five sons said,
what?
We are impoverished.
Yeah.
But we will return and build the desolate place.
You did it already.
Thus says Yahweh host, they shall build, but I will throw down.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom the Yahweh has indignation forever.
So how do you get all these sets of revelation from him? And he said, you the people, Esau his five sons, you the people that he got an indignation forever with. So how you got the true teaching of him, and he just told Malachi that I got a problem with you because I made you with a problem. And I'm going to take care of you later for all that lying. But remember one thing. Now, give me, mother, give me application of chapter 2, 1 and 2. Exodus 2, 1 and 2. Exodus 2, 1 and 2. And y'all have me ask chapter 1, 5 and 6. Hey, Mother E, have me, find me from Tobit, chapter 4, verse 12. Have that right on me, Mother. And we move quick now. Y'all will get me out the way in a few more minutes.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Right.
Verse 1.
Right.
And there went a man of the family of Levi.
A man of the family of Levi.
And took a wife, a daughter of Levi.
And he took a daughter of Levi. So you see what they did? So the Levites married Levi. Judah married Judah. That's how you roll. You don't be all over the place. Come on.
Verse 2. And the woman conceived and bare a son.
And she conceived and bare a son.
And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months.
And we found out that guy's going to be Moses. Let us see if anything changed. Come on, y'all lying.
All right,
you said. Acts chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. So you see, we got everything wrong. That's why we're in trouble today. We marry, we get with people on appearance, not according to the Bible. And that's why we always hook with.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
All right, we're going over there to the book of Acts, chapter 1. I think you want Luke chapter 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Verse 5 and verse 6.
Yeah, Luke 1, 5 and 6. Yeah,
book of Luke, chapter 1.
Yeah.
Verse 5 and verse number 6.
What?
Verse 5 read.
What?
There was in the days of Herod, king of Yadda Judah, a certain priest named Zechariah, of the course of Abijah.
Yes.
And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron.
And his wife was the daughter of Aaron.
And her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6.
Right.
And they were both.
And when you get a mate, you both.
Righteous before Yahweh.
Both you got to be. You can't be married or you a Christian and they Islam. That's why it don't never work. That's why you be sitting there looking at the wall wondering what don't happen. You've been taught wrong. You got the Bible in your hand, you don't know nothing about the Bible.
Walking in all the law.
And you walk in, so you both got to do the same page from Delphi and Yahweh. Come on, Mother E.
Book of Toby.
19-21. You make Toby 4:12, that mother.
The book of Toby, chapter 4. The book of Toby, chapter 4, verse 12. Beware of all whoredom, my son.
Beware of all whoredom. Now, he can tell you what whoredom is, go ahead.
And cheerfully take a wife of the seed of thy father, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of thy father's side. For we are the children of the promise, of the prophet. Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Jacob. Remember, my son, that our father from the beginning, even every even they our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their children, and their seed shall inherit the land.
You see that? And so when you marry among your own tribe, what's over your head, mother? A what? A blessing.
You're blessed.
When you marry among your tribe, what's over your head now? You are the characters of Yahweh being taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you see going on here?
Hallelujah.
So I got to teach this.
Hallelujah.
So when you see these cross things going on, remember one thing. Yahweh is not in it because he said, I'm distancing myself from you up under that mindset. You must marry among your own tribe to get your blessing. And that's why you got to be taught. That's why it's so important about the school, banquet hall, all this good stuff, land of. But we can teach these people
where they messing up at, according to the Bible. So right, chapter 26:19-11, come on. And y'all around here, me and Micah chapter 5:7, wait on me. Come on with that clock, chapter 26, mother.
I got it, but I'm
read.
I'm not understanding what you
said. Just read 19-21. Get it out the way. Just bring some audio.
Oh, so what? Chapter 26, verse 19.
What is that?
My son.
My son.
Keep the flower of thy age sound.
Uh-huh.
And give not your strength to strangers.
He said, my son, don't be messing around with them strangers. Don't give your strength, that means your loins, to strangers. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up with the strange women that's not of your tribe. That's what he's saying, go ahead.
Verse 20.
What?
And when thou hast gotten a fruitful possession.
And when you got a fruitful possession, that means you got some out of your own tribe.
Through all the fields, sow it with thy own seed.
Otherwise, you see what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Did y'all read this?
Hallelujah.
You go with your own seed.
That's right.
You don't be all over the place. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
Trusting in goodness of your stock.
What kind of stock? This in your own tribe here, what kind of stock is that?
Goodness
of your stock. See, this is good. See, we think we are made of some kind of Cadillac or somebody like somebody else.
Mm.
You ain't made. You got a cut over your head. According to the Bible. Is that what we read here?
So we read.
We'll keep reading.
Verse 21. So thou grace with thou.
Restore your what?
Race.
Race, that means your nationality and your coat.
Yeah.
That was race means, so everybody running and jumping on up. But race means nationality and your coat. What?
Which thou leave it.
Did which you leave it?
Shall be magnified.
Uh-huh.
Having the confidence of their good.
Descent.
Descent.
Good. Good descent.
Yes.
So he's telling you how to get the blessing.
Yes.
You don't, when you sit there, you see your sons and daughters out there. That's why you need to get your classes and you learn something. So they lose their blessing after the person got $10 more than they got. If they're not of the tribe that you're in, you cannot hook up with them. You always going to lose your blessing in your heart. Is that what we're reading here?
That's what we're reading.
Huh? So what about that? Now, let's go back to where we first started the lesson off in 5:7.
All right. Going back over there to the book of Micah, chapter 5, picking up at verse number 7.
Listen to this.
Verse 7 reads.
Uh-huh.
And the remnant of Israel.
And the remnant of Israel.
Shall be in the midst of many people.
And the remnant of Israel. We are in the midst of many people.
As a dew from the Yahuwah.
As a dew from the Yahuwah.
As it showers upon the grass.
Yes.
They tarried not for man, nor waited for the sons of men. Verse 8. And a remnant of Israel should be among the Gentiles.
And a remnant of us is among the unbelieving nations. Go ahead.
In the midst of many people.
Go ahead. We're going to be among many people. Go ahead.
And they're lying among the beasts.
And we're going to be always roaring like a lion among them. Go ahead.
Of the forest. As a young lion.
And we'll be like a young lion among them.
Among the flock of sheep.
Right, yep.
Who, if he go through, tread it down and tear it in pieces, and none can deliver.
Right.
Verse 9. Your hand should be lifted up.
But wait a minute. Now, I'm missing some out of 5:7.
You got to go back to 5.
They gave me a number. Verse 5. Give me a number. I need a number of something there, young lion.
The book of Micah. Chapter 5, verse number 5.
I need a number.
Verse 5 reads, and this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian, Esau and his five sons, shall come into our land. And when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we rise against him seven shepherds, and 8 principal men.
He said, when all his lies be supported, he's going to raise up, what?
Seven shepherds.
Seven shepherds.
And 8 principal men.
And 8 principal men. So how many?
That's 15.
So 15 must be raised when you see all this line is everywhere. So 15 is in the makings of it. The line is there. So who's the 15 that got to be raised that we can read? Come on back to 138. 39 and 40. I'm going to leave it right there. I'll pick it back up on another week. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 1, 39 and 40. Now, 15 must be raised. And they got to have a mind of these people that we get ready to read. 15 must be raised up.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 1.
Verse 39 and 40.
Picking up at verse 39 and picking up at verse number 40. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 1, verse 39 reads, until whom I would give for leader.
And these 15 going to be what?
Leader.
They going to be leader. Because make sure they must be up Israel. Make sure that we find 15 in there. Right.
All right. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Hoshea, Amos, Micaiah, Joel, Abadiah, and Jonah, verse 40. Nahum, and Habakkuk, and Sophonius, and Agius, Zechariah, Malachi, which is called also an angel of Yahuwah.
Now, how many is that got to be raised up in that spirit, mother? How many is that we just, how many names we got there, mother? We got there. How many names we got is going on there? How many names? It said got to be 15 raised up. Did we find the 15 got to be raised up?
Hallelujah.
If we just talking smack.
Hallelujah.
It said 15 must be raised. In Micah's day, then Ezra came back and told you 15 got to be raised. And they got a field of 15 people we just got to read. Tell me how many we just got to read. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, three.
That's three.
And the next one is 12.
Hallelujah. 15.
I'm just following around with this thing.
15.
15. Right there. All of them got to be raised back up. 15 men is going to be read.
Mm-hmm.
They will have to be raised up in this day.
Hallelujah.
So we still got to be looking for these 15 men, and they're going to show up.
Hallelujah.
We got to be in order these 15 men show up. Now, I know if I bring Mother Z in and get a close statement out of Mother Z, that up just as nice and order to turn to the young line. So that's what we're doing right now. No action. We in. Okay, so she's catching the class. I got you, Mother. So now. No accident, we on Blog Talk, Tab Talk, YouTube, Facebook. The Seer is looking for 15 that have the spirit of these men we just got to be reading 139 and 40. 15. You got to have the spirit. Find out what they did and have that kind of spirit. You got to be real. And your business got to be about Israel on what we just got through hearing on the top part of Saturday. There are your 15 names up there. 15 names. The spirit of Abraham got a Jehovah.
Oh, the true Israelite.
Israel and 12 more got to show up in the spirit of these men right here. And the seal got to point them out and see you if you in the spirit. You can't be all over the place talking that smack. Talking about Paul, Peter, and Mary, Jesus, looking like another nation. You can't be on that spirit. That's why your mind already is corrupt. We'll leave it like that. Now, I know if I turn on to the young line, and I'm going to step back. Your mind is all yours. Take it on in. Come on.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to bring it on in with the top part of the Sabbath day and to see how bought out. All throughout the broadcast, and we live everywhere. We live on Power Talk. We live on Blog Talk. We live on Facebook. We live on YouTube. You can also catch us on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe Yada YHDH. BOTTY Tribe YHDH. You can also catch us live on YouTube, on Facebook, BOTTY. So look us up. And get your lessons in on your Sabbath days and throughout the rest of the week as well. You can always pick a show. You can go back on Blog Talk and always pull up the lessons on there too. So let's kick this thing off at the top part of the Sabbath day. So Mother D.F. Israel, let me get some Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
declare, verse 12, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we believe that at D-O-T-T-Y. And that's what we're, and that's our motto we live off of. Actually, live our motto off the whole word. Because the righteous spirit will teach you what you have to say at that very same hour. And then, Mother E, that got you right here with me, Mother E. Let me, help me out and read me that, St. John chapter 14, verse 26.
St. John chapter 14.
Verse 26.
St. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter,
man,
which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
And you know, we believe that B-O-T-T-Y too, that the Comforter, which is our teacher, he will bring all things back to your remembrance. And but let's see what else is, we know the Comforter is the teacher. And we know it's the righteous spirit that's going to bring all things back to your remembrance. So, Mother D.F. Israel, let's go, I want you to pull something out for me. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 9, verse number 15. Chapter 9, give me 12 and 15. I mean, no, I'm sorry. First Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9 and verse 15. That's what we want.
First Maccabees chapter 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9 and verse 15.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Well, I'll be all ears, Mother D.F. Israel. All ears.
Verse 9 reads, therefore, we also, albeit we need none of these things, for that we have the written book of scriptures in our hand to comfort us.
So we got the comforter which come and teach you all things. He's going to give you that the righteous scriptures of the book to comfort us. Continue to read, Mother.
Verse 15. For we have kept from heaven the secure us, so as we are delivered from our enemies, and our enemies are brought under foot.
So, since we know we got to be delivered from our enemies, let me just get one out real quick, Mother E, because we're going to come back to that, and I'm going to drop a little few more up on that, Mother E, but let's see, can we find out a little statement here about our enemies. Let me see, can I run it down real fast, and we're going to Samuel. Let me see what I want out of Samuel. I want something out of Samuel. Matter of fact, Let's tailor that. I want it out of the book of Esther. That's what I want it out of. And we got something ready to come up. We're going to be coming out of Esther real soon. And give me Esther chapter 3, verse number 10.
Esther chapter 3.
Yeah, we want to make sure we get an understanding about who our enemies are.
You said Esther chapter 3, verse 10. Book of Esther chapter 3, verse 10. And the king took his reign from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Haman, that the Agar.
Haman, the son of Hamadad. Agiah,
the Jew.
Now, what's that word there? We know Sif there was that early, but we know that's a polluted word for what, Mother E?
Yahdah Judah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
So we come to find out that who is our Judah's enemy? And we come to find out that the Agai, which is Yada's Judah's enemy, which is Esau and his five sons, the Amalekites. So we know that the enemy he is referring to was Esau and his five sons, according to what we can read in the Bible, is, and we talking Bible now, remember, we not anti-anyone, we just talking Bible. All us that believe in this Bible, our job is to bring this truth out. So we know that Yada's Judah's enemy. So like, let's go back. Pick that that was something that he said in that mother. That he said that the comforter, we get our comfort through the scriptures. And we know that the righteous spirit comes down to give you he comes down to be a teacher, and he's coming to comfort you through the scriptures. But let's see what else the comforter, we got to say about the comforter, which is the righteous spirit, according to Acts chapter 7. And give me verse 51 and 53. Let me lay my eye on that, too. But actually, let's just go to Acts chapter 7, Mother D.F. Israel, and give me verse, let's say 51 and 53, right? Let's see what he says right there. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on in Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53. Yes, ma'am. Bring that out, Mother D.F. Israel.
Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53. Verse 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and ears.
In ears.
You do always resist the righteous spirit.
So you do always resist the righteous spirit, the comforter that come to give you the righteous scriptures. Continue to read.
As your father did.
And, okay, verse 53. What is this Holy Ghost, this comforter, this righteous spirit? What is it?
Verse 53. Who have received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept?
So this comforter, this righteous spirit is the law. That's what it come to bring down. That's what it is. It's the law. Yeah. So that's what you need when you looking for your comfort. You need that law. And that's what the righteous spirit is. It's the law.
That's right.
That's what you got to have down.
That's right.
So since we know that's what we need, so, and it was trying to see, some of us looking for the book of Acts that Paul went over there, and he was talking to some people, and it was something that was said, Mother E, help me out in the book of Acts chapter 17. And give me verse 10 and verse number 11. Give me verse number 10 and verse number 11. This is what Voice of the True Israelites want to say to you right now, too, to the national audience. You know, the Civil dropped the load on us today, because the right, you got to come here to Voice of the Seas every Sabbath day. And this is what we want to come and tell you today. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse number 10 and verse number 11. What do you say, Mother E? Help me out there.
Book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night.
That's right.
Barabbas, who's coming thither, went into the synagogue temple of the Jews, or Yahdah Judah. Verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and such description daily, whether those things were...
They did what daily, Mother E? What did they do daily?
Such descriptions daily.
Continue to read.
Verse 12.
Now, finish that up. They search the scriptures daily, and what else?
Whether those things were so.
To see what those things were so. So that's what we're doing at Voices of the True Israelite. I ask you to search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. Get in there. Be big ears, little mouth, get your pen and paper, write down, take your notes, and go back in. Search them scriptures daily and see the things that Yahweh have given us in the Voice of the True Israelites to say truth. Mother D.F. Israel, give me that Isaiah 41 and give me verse 20. Give me Isaiah 41. And let me make sure I'm touching the right spot. Am I? Did I tell you 41? Mm-hmm. All right, give me Isaiah 41. And let me, it's something that Isaiah the seer said. You got to search the scriptures daily, right, to see if those things are true. And that's what we ask you to do. Go look at the scriptures. Search them. Look and see what's, yeah, give me Isaiah. Give me 41:21.
Isaiah 41:21.
Yes, ma'am.
Produce your cause.
Produce your cause. Says the Yahweh.
Bring forth your strong reason.
Bring forth your strong reason.
Says the King of Israel.
Says the King of Israel. So produce your cause then. If you see something and you want to produce your cause, then produce your cause. Bring forth your strong reason, said the King of Yahweh. But make sure you search them scriptures, because you ain't going to find none. Everything that's coming is coming straight from the Bible. See, our job is to make sure we do it what I'm looking for, Mother E. Give me Romans chapter. Matter of fact, give me 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11. And then about Mother D.F. Israel, give me Romans chapter 4, verse number 15. We're going to see what he said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11.
Okay.
Here we go read. Then Mother D.F. Israel going to bag you up, Mother E. She going to bag you up with Romans, what's that, 4:15?
Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, if any man, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the article of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be honored. To Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah.
Praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah.
So you go catch Voice of the True Israelites. We go get down this thing. It's the oracle, the word of Yahweh. If we go do some speak, that's what we go do. But it was also something he told us to do in Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. What did he say in Romans chapter 15, verse number 4? And give me verse. Yes, ma'am. 15:4. I want 15:4, mother DF. You know I said that backwards, but I want. Yeah, give me 15 number 4, and then drop down. Give me the first. I want that first line of 21, and then I want you to drop down. Give me verse number 15. Yeah, give me verse number 4. Give me the first line of 21. Then drop down, give me verse number 15.
Romans chapter 15, verse
4.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning.
That's right.
That we through patience
and
comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
We got to have comfort of the what? So once again, we come to find out that you got to have some comfort of the scriptures. So you're going to need some law in your life. You see what's going on here? You're going to need some righteous spirit in your life. That means some teaching from the ministry spirit to come down and give you some law. That's what's going on. So we come to find out that you got to have some comfort in your life as it is written. But what he said, 21, how it's got to be? That's right.
But as it is written.
But as it is what? So this thing got to be as it is written. It can't be going off your own thoughts in the way you want it to be. Remember, we just got done reading in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 11. He said we got to speak according to the oracles of Yahuwah. So we got to speak according to this word. And we got to also do a Romans chapter 2. And what I want out of that, Mother D, I got this, and I'll pull this on now. We got to also do a Romans chapter 2, verse number 13. Verse 13 reads, for not the hearers of the law are just before Yahuwah, but the doers of the law shall be justified. So we got to be some doers of this word, too, now. Now, we can do all of the babbling and bumping the gums and pulling out scriptures all we want, but we ain't letting that teacher comfort us in having us do that book. It means nothing. What does he say, Mother D.F. Israel, in verse number 15?
Romans 15, verse 21.
Yeah, you read 21. Give me verse 15 now. Mm-hmm. Because it was as it is written. That's all I wanted. That's all I need out of there.
Okay. Romans 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the mercy that is given to me of Yahuwah.
So this thing got to be boldly done. That's how we got to come. We got to come boldly. But now let's find out something else that we need to know. In the book of Genesis, Mother Eve, let's see what he had to say in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. And we're going to boldly bring this thing out.
Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Look at
verse
Genesis
1, 2, and 3. Yes, ma'am.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. Okay. From all
so Yahweh rested on the seventh day. From all his work.
Which he had made, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
So Yahweh blessed the seventh day. Now this is the blessed day, but you got people coming up today thinking that the blessed day is on the first day of the week. But Yahweh said he blessed the seventh day of the week. And then what we should be doing on a blessed day, the seventh day of the week? Let's see what he said in the book of Isaiah, Mother D.F. Israel. And just help me out here. And I want you to go give me 58 and give me verse 13 to verse 14. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 58, verse 13 and verse number 14.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14.
That's right.
Verse 13. If thou turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasures on thy righteous day, and call the Sabbath,
that's right.
The righteous of Yahweh honor him and shall honor him, not doing thine own way, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words.
That's right.
Verse 14. like yourself in Yahweh, and I will call you to ride upon the high places of the earth.
So,
and see with the heritage of Israel, your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken.
So the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. You got to call the Sabbath day delight. He said, not doing your own pleasures on this righteous day. So this is, it's a Sabbath day, it's a righteous day, and it's a blessed day. So you got to spring forth your life from the Sabbath day. If you want the blessing, you got to keep the Sabbath day. But let's see what he said, Mother E. Give me Isaiah chapter 56. Give me verse number 2.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeping his hand from doing any evil.
So, blessed is the man that do this. That's what he said. Blessed is the man or woman that do this. And the son of man that lay hold on it and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting and keep his hand from doing any evil. So you're blessed to keep the Sabbath day and don't pollute the Sabbath day. But who he was talking to when he said, when he said about, blessed is the man that doeth this and keep this Sabbath day. So let's get a quick rundown about who this Sabbath day was given to. So no one can take this thing personal for themselves. You got to make sure these other nations, because they'll try to grab that and say, oh, this is for us. So we're going to make sure we eliminate all that rhetoric. But we're going to do as the book said who this day was given to. In the book of Exodus chapter 31, I want verse number 1, Mother D.F. Israel. Matter of fact, let Mother eat. Mother E, bring this on out there. Give me a closing statement. Give me Exodus chapter 31. Give me verse number 1, 12, 13. Then we'll have Mother D.F. pick up the rest.
31. Now give me the verses again.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all, Exodus 31, verse 1, verse 12, and verse number 13. And the closing statement.
Exodus chapter 31. Let me get back to it. Exodus chapter 31, verse 1, 12, and 13. Exodus chapter 31,
yes,
verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 12. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, and say, truly, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Yahweh that do sanctify you.
Hallelujah. So Yahweh did the speaking to Moses. So Yahweh said that this Sabbath is to the children of Israel. And he said, he told the children of Israel to keep this Sabbath day. For it's a sign between our maker, Yahweh, four letters, YHWH, Yahweh and Israel. And he said throughout all your generations, he's talking about, because this is a generation today. And he said, this is how he sanctify us. So give me a closing statement from you, Mother E.
Okay. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the lesson. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the teachers, Sierra and Brother Makaya. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the listeners. And I'm going to read three verses of Psalm 58. Do ye indeed seek righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge upright, O sons of man? verse 2. Yea, in mind ye work wickedness. Yea, wait the violence of your hand in the earth. Verse 3. The weakest are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, taking lives.
Hallelujah. That's actually Mother Eve. And that's our mothers. You catch them on the airwaves 6 nights a week. You catch them every on the airwaves 6 nights a week, going strong and going hard and growing in the word of Yahuwah. So let's see what we got going with one of our other mothers that's ready to do some rowing too in Exodus chapter 31. Let's pick it off at number 14. We just come to find out that this Sabbath day was given to us, the children of Israel. And it's our sign between our maker, Yahuwah, and us throughout all our generations. So we sanctify to do this thing. But what do you say in verse 14? Then we got to make sure we get this thing right now.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore. For it is righteous unto you.
Oh, it's righteous unto you, Israel. Don't worry about the other nations when they get talking about some, oh, the first day of the week. Man, don't worry about that. Let them do their thing, but you got to keep that blessed day. You spring forth your life from the Sabbath day. You get your blessing. You don't pollute it. You don't do no evil. This is the time where Yahuwah meet up with you, and he sanctifies you. This is where he going to meet you at on this Sabbath day. What does he say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death.
And you got a death sentence coming if you don't keep this Sabbath day.
That's
he
right.
Let it be known. He got to take care of that. Mm-hmm. What does he say?
For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
And you're going to be cut off from your name. Ain't going to be remembered no Israel.
Right.
You got to keep something in mind here. Yahuwah say, you got a death sentence coming from not doing this Sabbath day. And we be wondering why our people be dropping off. See, that's the thing. We not understanding what's going on here. We think we okay. Oh, we living to be 65 and 70 and 80 years old or 15 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we not understanding that we not springing forth our life from the Sabbath day.
Yes,
we don't have no blessing.
Yeah,
verse number 15. You got 6 days to do what you got to do. But what else, what did he say? So you got to do all your work, take care of all your business, 6 days.
But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
So you need to be doing some resting if you want to make it to his old, if you want to make it to his resting place. We'll deal with that at the bottom part of the Sabbath day. And that's something that we're going to pull out the bottom part.
Yes.
But he said you should be doing some rest. Remember, Yahuwah, on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
Yes.
And he gave it to you, the children of Israel, be doing some rest. Not polluting your Sabbath day. Gathering up with the people. Matter of fact, let's see what King David has in 73. I'm going to give me some, man, too, Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E, and Mother Z. I got to give my blessing, too, now. In the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16 reads, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Verse 17, until I went into the temple of Yahuwah, then understood I therein. That's when you're going to understand. When you come and meet up with the seer on the Sabbath day, according to what we can read in the book of Acts, it was a profound statement made of Mother D.F. Israel. And he said something in a book of, matter of fact, let me make sure we I pull this out just right for you, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, he said something, right, that when we come to the, he said he came to the temple. Then he knew therein, right? So there was something that was said in the book of Acts chapter 13. Give me verse number 27. Yeah, because you got to keep something in mind here. We trying to make sure that the children of Israel know that they got to keep the Sabbath day. And King David went and kept the Sabbath day and went to the temple and he learned what was going on in this book. So you ain't bigger than King David. So we should be in the Sabbath day, keeping the Sabbath day in the temple too. That's where we got to be at. So let's see what he had to say in the book of Acts, chapter 13. Give me verse number. Give me verse 27.
Acts chapter 13, verse 27.
That's right.
For they that dwell at Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seal.
That's right.
Which I read every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day the voice of the seals I read.
They have fulfilled them and condemning him.
So you got to make sure that you come in here, the voices of the seers, every Sabbath day. We got to sit right here.
Or you condemning him.
Or you condemning him. Hallelujah. Well, now drop down and give me verse number, since we in there. Let's see how our fathers took care of that business. Let's go to verse 39 and verse, pick it up at verse 42.
Verse 39 and verse
42. Yeah, matter of fact, now drop down, just give me verse, give me 42 down to 44.
Acts 13, verse
42,
44. Verse 22. And when Judah were gone out of the temple,
mm-hmm.
the Gentiles besought that these words might be taught, preached to them the next.
So they wanted to learn. So we know that Yah-Dah Judah in the 10 northern tribes, they wanted to hear some of that good old word taught to them on the next Sabbath day.
That's right.
Verse
43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of Judah.
Yeah, many of Yah-Dah Judah, what happened? And they what?
And religious
life mm-hmm.
followed Paul and Barnabas.
Uh-huh.
To continue in the mercy of
Yahweh. So they asked Paul and Barnabas, hey, listen, man, we want to hear some more of that good old word now.
Continuing
this thing. Now, don't stop. We want to hear some of this on the next Sabbath day.
Absolutely.
So what happened on the next Sabbath day? And today we're at the top part of the Sabbath day.
Right.
And we're going to pick this thing back up at the next Sabbath day. We got the bottom part getting ready to come up.
That's
so what happened at the bottom part of the Sabbath day? Give me verse 44.
44. And the next came almost the whole city.
Uh-huh.
For what reason?
Together to hear the word of Yahweh.
And that's what you come here to hear for. You come in here to hear the word of Yahweh on the Sabbath day, children of Israel. Remember, he said, I'm going to meet you there on that Sabbath day.
That's right.
This is where you're going to spring forth your life from. You got to come and hear that. Word of Yahweh.
Right.
Let's pick it back up, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go back over there to that book of Exodus and that 31 and pick it up where you left off at.
Exodus 31.
Give me verse